Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
KLUC FM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
How do we feel about rain in the desert? Do we like it?
Oh, man, it's needed, but only for a couple days. It totally bums me out afterwards. I can't leave my house.
Yeah? Are you locked in?
Well, it's kind of myself doing. I don't like to drive in the rain. I don't feel that. I feel like I'm a hazard to others and myself. So
sure.
I like to just stay home and be safe. But the longer it rains, the more I'm cooped up.
I thought it'd be done yesterday, but I guess we've got a little more today. And then 100 by the weekend.
What is up with this weather?
It just is. It's just spring.
I know.
We just got a little baby bit of spring that we don't normally get. My wife was like, are monsoons starting early? Like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what this is. I just think it's weather.
Yeah.
You know?
I love it, though, because all of my girlfriends, I went to the gym yesterday, and when I was coming out, it was raining so hard, but all the girls that go to my gym, they're so, like, beautiful and cool girl. They were sprinting to their car. They either have curly hair
or they've
got the outfit. You just know it's, you know, you tell the weather by how fast they run.
I knew better because you know I pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know that I'm kind of that nerd.
Yes.
That takes it. Toy Drive did that to me. And also growing up on a farm, my dad was obsessed with the weather. Because, you know, you got planting and you got crops.
Of course, yeah.
You know, and cows and all the, you know, all the different stuff. And so I paid attention yesterday and I knew because my buddy Matt Guntark on Fox 5 told me it was going to start raining around 2:30 in Summerlin. I knew it. We went to Costco anyway. Guess what time we came out? 3:05, right in the middle of it.
Yes.
Right in the damn middle
of
it.
And that's the worst because they're not even in bags or groceries. They're just open in the boxes, ready to get rained on.
That's exactly it. And you would have thought, I mean, it was literally a panic. You know when you watch those movies where there's the, you know, San Andreas 20? Remember that where there was a string of disaster movies that came out? The Rock was in all of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh. All of that stuff. That's what the Costco parking lot looked like for just a little bit of rain coming down. But people like with their flashers on, honking their horns, crashing into each other. Everybody move. I got to save my grocery. They're like losing their minds. Mm-hmm. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I was just like, baby, I'm going to get close. You know, and they all wanted to pull up right next to the door. So that, you know, so only 14 raindrops would hit you instead of 23. And yeah. They were like, yeah, it was crazy. I told my wife, I said, listen. And she wasn't, my wife doesn't get like freaked out. But she was, you could tell she was assessing the situation. She more turns into like, she really is she's the precursor to AI. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. They based the Terminator off of her.
That's so funny. Because
she was scanning. You know,
yeah.
She's scanning the parking lot, uh-huh. trying to pick up and make the strategy. I was like, sweetie, I'm going to park like 10 feet from these people. It's going to be two extra steps.
Yeah.
But we'll get out of here.
Yeah.
We'll be the first ones in.
I'm telling you,
out.
There's two people in this world. People like you in the rain and people yeah. like me. Yeah, and it's like, just no down the middle.
I was like, I'll go get the truck. Be fine. Get out of here.
Yeah.
We'll do the thing. Hey, Michaela, you know what time it is?
What?
Do you know what time it is?
Tell me.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
Do you know what time it is?
I'm nervous now. 6:05.
Guess what time it is? Game one, round two. The playoffs against those dirty, dirty Edmonton Oilers. You know, when the Knights won the Cup, that was the big series, was Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
There, again, because I'm that nerd, listening to Hockey Talk on the way into work this morning. And everybody's going, oh, Edmonton's getting healthy now. Well, Edmonton, oh, they're going to be a problem now. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, we'll see about that.
Listen, my mother-in-law is in her 80s, and she's obsessed with hockey. And she came back yesterday to talk about it, but me and Lisa haven't been watching it. And she goes, gosh, I hate that you two don't watch it. I need to be in a group chat so I can talk about how it was a movie.
You bring your mom over to my house.
I put her in a group chat with you? Because she's obsessed.
Better yet, put her in an Uber.
Okay.
We have good snacks. Just she needs to know that we usually watch the third period in bed. But if she's okay with that.
No, she'll be fine with that. She just wants someone to talk to. Literally. As most women do.
I'm a good snuggler.
Okay, good.
I'm a good snuggler. Great. Now, Knights and Oilers game one tonight. Aces preseason tonight. We celebrate Asia Wilson's new shoe, the A1. And that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Tonight for a preseason game, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, the Nike be all over the arena with all the things that they're doing, the activations. Yeah. It's freaking cool.
Shoelery. We're giving out shoelery.
The shoelery. Oh, for the laces
hysterical.
And everything?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. That's dope.
Never. T-shirts. First 8,000. Get shirts.
It's incredible.
Yes. Yeah. Don't sleep on this. Don't sleep on it. Yeah, and that'll be good at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight, too. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yes.
Super mom game today for a $125 Massage Envy gift card for your mom for the Boca Park location. Fancy.
So fancy. Mm-hmm.
All of that. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I could spend the whole show telling you what's coming up on the whole show, but maybe instead, we just get to the show.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
This is great. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
Sandy Bozak from Rhodes Ranch.
Yeah. The famous Sandy Bozak from Rhodes Ranch adjacent.
Right. That's right. Rhodes Ranch adjacent. You got it.
She's close. She's not in the gates either.
Close enough.
No, I'm outside the gate.
Yeah. She doesn't have to go through security to get to her house either. So that's awesome. So this is just kind of a really, it's just a stupid little thing that we may do this as a running bit. Let's see how this goes. So we already determined that Adrian and I do not know what a money piece is. Adrian, do you know why girls use purple shampoo sometimes?
No, not at all.
I'm familiar with the purple shampoo. I have seen the purple shampoo. Is it to retain your color after you've had it? Is that what purple shampoo is?
You're not completely wrong. But you're also not right.
That's right.
Okay, what is it?
Sam, do you want to tell him?
Oh, you don't know so either?
I do.
Oh, okay, you do.
Of course I do.
I thought you was...
Don't question my girlhood.
When you have blonde hair, it can pull red. So if you use a purple shampoo, it kills the red and makes it more blonde.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Adrian, do you know why girls plop? Or hang on, let me read this.
Wait.
Because I realize that in my interpretation, I could completely change the meaning of something I have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, why would someone plop their hair? Do you know why? Plop being the key word. Plop their hair. Do you even know what that is?
No.
Me neither. Why would someone plop their hair?
Mm-hmm.
What is plopping?
Yeah, what is plopping?
I have no idea, but I could guess.
Michaela, do you know?
Honestly, I don't either. I don't know if it's like bump it. I've not heard the term plop it. So
what's bump? What's bump?
Bump it would be just like teasing it up, making it a little bit fuller. Giving
with
it
the
a
rollers?
Little, not sometimes with the rollers, but no. More just like a hand thing while you're out.
Yeah, you see me trying to overcompensate. Okay, throwing the term of rollers.
He's like those heatless curlers.
Don't get,
you
don't get nervous. Just let it happen. Don't feel like you have to say anything. Plop hair. Who's going to be the one in charge of Googling if we don't know? Plop hair. And there's how to plop hair. If you've never plopped your hair before, you're about to have a transcendent experience.
Oh.
Really? How to plop hair, plop curly hair the right way. Transcendent, whatever, minimize for, okay. Sometimes, you know, when you read an article, it's like, just get to it already.
Yes.
Oh, what a shock. It's Cosmo. So they're just talking.
Oh, yeah. No, it doesn't exactly say.
Google saying it's a technique primarily for curly or wavy hair, a method of air drying hair after applying styling products.
Oh. Okay.
Adrian, what is the difference between BB cream and CC cream?
I have no idea.
Sandy, why do you laugh? Because I don't know either. I don't even know what they are.
I mean, honestly, because there's no way a male would know this unless it's a male that regularly wears makeup.
That regularly wears a what?
Tell him, sis, what is the difference?
So BB cream. Yeah, so BB cream is more about moisturizing your face. CC cream has a color tint to it.
No clue.
But they're both things that you put on your face.
No clue.
To make your face look better.
Powder, and that's it.
Yeah.
The only, you know, doing TV on occasion, I'll powder up.
Yeah.
Because this head gets shiny.
Yeah.
This bald head.
That's fair.
Bald.
BB and CC cream.
Bald. This should get shiny.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What, Adrian, do you know what the point is of dermaplaning your face?
No, I don't, sir.
It's like shaving, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the bomb.
Isn't that another way of saying shaving?
Yeah. So there's like these little tiny razors that you can get at like a beauty supply anywhere.
Like Ulta.
Yeah. And you literally shave Sephora. The hair off of your face, but it also shaves like the first layer of skin to like give you an exfoliate. Honestly, when my stepmom, I was helping take care of her. I would shave our faces all the time. I mean, my face is hairy and I loved it. We looked beautiful.
Do you know, Adrian, do you know what the difference is between jeggings and leggings?
Pockets.
Good answer.
That was a good answer.
And he said it confidently, too. Is that a real answer? Or
that's my final answer.
That is your answer. I gotcha. That's your answer. No, it's good. I don't know.
Sandy, you got this?
I got this. It's not right, sadly.
Yeah. No, go ahead, girl.
Jeggings are just leggings that look like jeans.
Period.
And what is a capsule? Do you know what a capsule wardrobe is?
No.
I don't either. What's a capsule wardrobe?
Sam, do you want this one or do you want me to take it?
Are you just deferring to give Sandy more airtime or do you really not know?
No, I really know, but it's
brilliant.
Sandy to
no, it's brilliant.
Live her truth.
It's brilliant, but I can't read
She's
you right now.
She's our guest. She gets the floor.
Amen. I love what you're doing. I also wondered, does Michaela actually not know either? This is awesome. Listen. Now I don't feel half as dumb as I felt before.
Yeah.
Okay, Sandy, what's a capsule wardrobe?
I believe, and this is not me at all, but I believe that a capsule wardrobe is where you just have a few key pieces that can interchange to make several outfits.
Oh, that might be a good answer. I would say it's like a capsule wardrobe that encompasses like Spice Girls wardrobe, like early 2000s, like a wardrobe that you use depending on the trend.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, what Sandy said is right. It's basically just a whole bunch of clothes that you can mix and match to create outfits.
Sandy?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. She's very fashionable.
Like your animals for adults.
That's awesome. You are both brilliant. We're not so much.
You did good.
We will flip this, though. Now we need to write dude questions and flip the script.
Yeah, but what do dudes do? Hey, name the five baseball players.
Oh, God. Pro show. Sandy,
okay,
come back.
Okay, but what's the difference between... Wait a minute.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Michael E. Menden, Diamond Jewelers, The Diamond, and Wedding Ring Store. Happened in 2019, right before the pandemic, but it's viral again. There's a 12-year-old wrestler named Austin Scranton who allowed a 14-year-old with cerebral palsy named Lucas Lacina to live out his dream of wrestling for the school team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Austin didn't just go through the motions. He gave Lucas a good challenge, right? While also making sure that Lucas was in a safe position to succeed and get the pin, right?
Yeah.
Austin and Lucas were from different schools, right?
Sure.
So there's a big... Austin didn't have to do this. He just didn't. But afterward, he said, I just kind of wanted to do it because I wanted to help some kid that loves the same sport as me.
Oh, my God.
Right? Okay, you're saying, okay, what does that have to do with anything? Just a couple of weeks ago, Austin announced that he had gotten a full ride scholarship to wrestle in college.
Oh, my God.
Right? And so...
Oh, I love that.
Hey, look, I don't... But if the world does have a way of making good things happen for good people,
yep.
Then this is that. And yeah, and we're both here for it, I think.
Yeah, we love it.
Very much. In a new survey, 77% of U.S. vets say that they believe video games have a positive impact on their lives. 86% say video games provide a healthy outlet for stress and anxiety. Mm. 81% say that it helps them cope with difficult times. 74% say gaming communities have a positive impact on their mental health. I know we're talking about veterans, but I also know that there are plenty of you that probably could be doing more things with your life right now at this moment than what you're doing.
Yeah.
That go, hey, no, but the video games, they're good for me.
They help my PTSD too.
We will endorse that. We will endorse that for now.
Yeah.
It's your good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Michael E. Menden Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Just past 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 6th de Mayo. Right?
Yeah.
Did you go out?
Did I?
Tear it up?
No, I got into a fight with my father all night. And that was also fun.
Is this over the... By the way, I was saving this for the 177 second sermon. Oh, no, we can have a little preview.
Well...
We can have a little preview. So, was this about the location sharing or was this about something else?
Yes, it was. My dad calls me Yenta because he thinks I'm very naggy and trying to boss him around. But with my stepmom passing...
For the record, just knowing what I know up front...
Yeah.
He may have a point.
He's not wrong. No, he's not wrong. However... With my stepmom's passing, I feel like he needs me for a moment, which is fine. But I ask him to do certain things.
Like?
I feel like I'm dealing with my child now. I said, share your location with me starting now. Yes!
No!
Yes!
I'm a grown-ass man.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Where do you think he's going to go?
He's a wanderer, okay? He can't be left alone.
You're
going to
find him in some sort of crack den?
Well, I...
You're going to find him at the Charleston Wash?
Well, if I do, I'll be able to walk in and
find
go
him
get
at
him.
A, at a rub and tug?
Listen,
can I say that? Can I say that, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know how to frame it.
Could you imagine?
You're going to find him on Spring Mountain? What? Like what?
Listen, there's no judgment. If I did, I would just respectfully go in and be like, get out, let's go.
Yeah, what are you hoping to find?
I just want to make sure he's safe. He's a sad guy right now, so I want him to give me his location, and I want him to keep it on. And he acted like he was 11 years old yesterday, and I was like, listen, Rocky G.
You can't just say that. You can't just hit and run.
Well,
you can't throw that punch and then run out of the room.
I said to him, you share your location right now with me. It's raining outside. I know you want to go somewhere. Just give me your location. And he said, no. And I said... You'll share your location with me right now. I want to make sure that you're safe.
No.
And he said, listen, Yenta. And then he sent me a sweater that said, Yenta's gonna yent. And I was like, send me everything you want, including your location right now. And
so he said, you have now just already vaulted 40 years into the future. And you're somebody's Italian grandmother.
Yeah. You think I'm abrasive? Am I doing too much?
It's a touch.
Yeah. I can hear this. I'm open for criticism, but...
It's not criticism.
Well, he sent it.
Like abrasive.
I know.
Abrasive is a little harsh. Abrasive, I'm like...
You think I'm overbearing?
It's like a wire brush. It's like a wire brush, but a light touch. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's like, it's like one of them scrub pads.
Yeah, it's like when, it's like Pepe Le Pew when he wants to be gentle with the other skunk.
Pepe Le Pew, ladies and gentlemen.
Squeezing her to death. I feel like
Adrian,
that's my love language.
Adrian, who's Pepe Le Pew?
I know Bugs Bunny. He's a Looney Tune.
Okay, right.
Space Jam kid.
But that's yes.
Thank God for, you just got saved by Space Jam.
Woo.
But okay, how did it end?
Send me his location.
Just to get you to shut up.
I'm fine with that. And I am good with that. However, I got to get the information. I'm going to get it.
Like,
yeah. I don't care. I'll
like rain dripping on a rock.
1 million.
That's how they made the Grand Canyon. Yeah.
This man has no idea what he got himself into when he had me 37 years ago.
You are relentless.
Yeah, I am.
You are.
But I got what I needed.
You are.
Yes, and I know that Rocky G, I can see him right now. He's just probably sleeping in his little dumb bed at his little stupid house right now. And I like to know that. So, hey, Dad. Love you, girl.
Are you happy now? No. It doesn't make you any happier,
does
it?
I'll have more things I need later in the week. But for now, I'm satisfied.
Well, you're welcome, America. We've put Michaela's hometown throwdown on hold for a week, and that's probably for the betterment of all of us. Because obviously she's not someone to be dealt with right now.
Psycho.
You want to go up against that? Not me. I don't. I'm helping you. I'm saving you right now.
Yes.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, your regularly scheduled Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, is being preempted for the Super Mom Game. Today, we have a $125 gift card for the Boca Park Massage Envy. You've got to use it at Boca Park.
Yeah.
So here's what we got to have from you. Yeah, let's do this right now. 702-364-9898. And Adrian, if we have to take an extra second to put it all together, we can do that.
For sure.
But we need you to be caller number 25 at 702-364-9898. Then we need to be able to get a hold of your mom so we can bring her on the air. We're actually going to make, and we're going to make a little twist to the Super Mom Game. We're going to ask you the questions with your mom on the phone.
So cute.
In real time.
Mm-hmm.
And just let her battle it out. Or maybe we'll ask mom the questions.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. See, sometimes I got to say it out loud to work it out.
Fair.
I got to hear it in my headphones.
Understand.
To work it out. We'll ask mom the questions in real time, and you can confirm or deny whether that's the answer.
Love
That's how we'll play.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, shoot, $125 at Boca Park Massage Envy.
Listen.
It's a massage. That's a stretch. That's a salt scrub or whatever they do. I'm not looking at the menu right now, but there's...
No, that was good.
That'll get a lot of stuff done.
Yes, it will.
702-364-9898. Tell your mom we're calling her. Again. Oh, did I say that out loud?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Welcome to the new and improved Super Mom Game. Is this the right music?
Yes.
It's nice.
Beautiful.
Could be this. Wait. No, not that. That's terrible. This. No.
Lullaby.
No, that's not it either. Let me go back to that. I like that.
This is nice.
The new and improved Super Mom Game. Who is our contestant today, Adrian?
We got Destiny Espinosa, Centennial Hills.
Hi, Des.
Hello.
Hi.
Didn't you play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
Yes.
Didn't you win Michaela's Hometown Throwdown?
A few times, yeah.
Yeah, you almost to five, right?
I think two.
Oh, okay. You weren't the one with the sick kid, were you?
I was, and now my daughter's sick.
Oh no!
You know what?
These things have a way of working out. What's your mom's name besides mom?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
Can we call you Jackie?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good. I was trying to make sure. No, it's Ms. Jackson.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
It's
Ms. Espinosa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to do this different. We used to put you, Jackie, in a soundproof booth. Basically, we'd put you on hold talking to Adrian while we asked Destiny questions. Instead, we're going to ask you the questions, and we're going to let Destiny confirm or deny. And this might even... Doing it in real time, I got to be honest, I'm scared to death right now. But
we're taking a risk here.
Yeah, this may be the greatest invention, pushing forward on that this show's ever experienced.
Yeah, dude.
So, Jackie...
Yes.
Do you recall, in your estimation, what was the most expensive thing that Destiny broke when she was a child?
Oh, Destiny never broke anything. She was pretty good.
The biggest thing she angel. Ever did was throw rocks. Yeah, she was an angel. She just put rocks in her diaper.
I'm sorry.
Wait. What?
What?
I like rocks. I like rocks. Yeah, she loved rocks, and every time I go to change her, she'd have rocks in her diaper.
Stop.
It's the craziest thing.
I literally could have never thought that was what
you were gonna say. You make diamonds? Isn't that how they make diamonds? I don't know. Is that how you do that? It's so funny.
Thank you. We're only on the radio.
And there,
well, that was the weirdest thing you ever did.
And suddenly Destiny has discovered the magic of the bit.
Yeah,
hey, Destiny, it doesn't get any better. Jackie, what do you believe? Yeah. Now, you said that Destiny was an angel.
Yeah.
However, what did Destiny get away with that she's pretty sure that you don't know about, but you do?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know of anything she got away with. I must be oblivious.
Let me ask you this, Destiny. Is there, I know there's at least one. Everybody's got one. Is there more than one?
I honestly, and I think I'm throwing my mom under the bus here. If anything, mom would ask me about the things I was getting away with and be like, so give me the deets. I want to know the details about it.
Is there, besides putting rocks in your diaper, is there anything you'd like to admit to right now?
I plead the fifth.
Okay.
Give us a clue.
You know, just regular kid stuff.
What category?
You know?
What category? Booze, drugs, sex?
Henderson, bonfires, drinking, you know.
Okay.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know, Yeah, the power lines were ours.
Yeah.
You know, lived in a small town.
Yeah.
I hate that I wrote this.
What?
I hate that I
wrote
this.
Say it.
Now I'm going to do it.
I loved it
when I wrote it. I hate that I'm going to read this.
Go off.
Jackie.
Yes.
Where do you believe was the location when Destiny first, you know?
Did the deed?
That's the question. That's the question. Do you believe that you know the location when Destiny first did the deed?
No, not with Destiny. Not with her. I don't know.
What's the other part of that answer?
What do you know?
Well, the other part of that is I do know different daughters, but not her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that because you guys share each other's locations?
Oh, like Michaela. Michaela's making her father share his location. Yeah, I was going to say, did you walk in?
Drove up and seen it.
Yeah. I thought she was going to say drove up to the scene of the crime.
Was it the first or was that the farther into the story?
That was kind of further into the story, yeah. I think.
That's always fun. Destiny, would you be willing to tell us what the location was?
It was on a trip. I'll leave it at that.
To where?
Inside or outside?
Inside.
Oh, you were inside. Hotel?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Classy.
Nice. Yeah.
Did the door open to the outside or into a hallway? You know what I'm saying?
Outside. Motel. Not that classy.
That's great. Why am I envisioning a soccer trip to Mesquite? But I'm just still, that's just me. I don't know. All right, listen, Jackie, you have earned that $125 gift card to the Boca Park Massage Envy. Congratulations.
Cutest mom and daughter ever, dude.
Yeah, maybe so.
So cute.
Maybe so. And that's another exciting round. And you know what? Yes, this is
you
the
did
way.
Good, Chetty.
This is the way that we got to play the Super Mom game. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yay! It. Go, Mom!
Happy Mother's Day, Jackie, and thank you, Destiny. You're great as always.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, did you see the Met Gala red carpet last night? Rihanna's pregnant again.
You know what, man? I did look, but I wasn't so crazy about the theme. I didn't like what Kim Kardashian wore. I didn't like what most of them wore. The only one I thought that was cool was Mona Patel. She's a CEO, like tech startup girl. The only reason I know her is because we share a makeup artist. She looked so cool.
Flex.
I know. Did that sound so obnoxious?
You're sorry. You did.
I know. That
you, dropped
so
you dropped something over there.
Just use it. I need that's it.
Is that what I sound like?
Oh my God, I'm so annoying.
Is that what I sound like?
Dude, I said it because you wouldn't necessarily know
her. Oh no, it's great. I love it. No, I love that.
I know. It's so annoying. But why she was cool and why it's important she's a tech girl is she brought this robotic dog and it was like very cool on the red carpet, which I thought was very interesting. Aside from that, I didn't like the looks.
It's totally beyond me. All of it's beyond me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm like, okay. Like my wife will watch the Met Gala red carpet.
What did she think?
She said she liked the theme. I got to be honest.
Okay.
True story. I walked into the room.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
"Yeah,
are you watching this?"
Yes.
Because she was scrolling on her phone. I said, "Are you watching this? Because hockey's on." Mm-hmm. And I said, "I could go watch hockey in the other room."
Yeah.
If you really want to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "No, I've seen it."
Yeah.
But again, Rihanna's pregnant with the third kid.
Love it.
Riot RZA. Who knows what the next one will be?
Yeah,
she looked great.
Yeah, she did.
And I thought, here's the one thing I will say. I thought it was cool that they had WNBA players. And I was just going to swear to you that I promise until September that I'm going to talk about something other than the WNBA. But it's possible that I might not.
So the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm kidding.
No, it was cool. Listen, I think the people they invite have really like broadened and that's very cool. Just the themes get a little weird and wacky for me.
For me, it's all weird and wacky.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, great. You're not wearing that out.
Yeah.
What are you wearing that to?
Well, and it's meant to be like art on your body. It's just like this type of art was not for me, you know, and that's fine. Just hated it.
All kinds of inappropriate lines to that. The 177-second survey is coming up in just a moment. Katy Perry to you. Does a grown man need to share his location with his daughter?
He is putting me on blast, honey. The answer is yes.
You put yourself... I'm not putting anybody on...
I know.
Michaela's making her dad share her location with her.
That's right.
Okay. And would you be willing to shave years off of your life if you could add it to your pet's life? I'm interested. We'll talk about it in a minute.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's taking the 177-second survey today?
That'll be Diana Acosta from Gibson and Horizon and Henderson.
Oh, I love that. Like up, like so close to Dragon Ridge that you can smell it?
Yeah, pretty much.
When it rains, all of Dragon Ridge's garbage washes down into your neighborhood.
but it's very
nice garbage. It's very nice.
It's beautiful garbage.
It's lovely. Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
I guess I am.
No, we are. Hey, help us settle something here. Michaela is insisting that her grown father... Mm-hmm. share his location with her. Are you sharing yours with him?
Yeah, I made it fair.
Of course you are. You don't care.
Yeah.
You're like, whatever.
I said, come find me, honey. I don't care. I'm in bed. You know what I'm doing? Sleeping.
I just think this is funny. Does Michaela's dad need to share his location with his daughter?
It's kind of normal. I have my dad.
Yeah. And for context, my stepmom just passed away. I'm worried about him. He can't be trusted right now on his own. He's like doing his own thing.
What do you think he's going to do?
He's a wild man. He's a little wild.
What do you think is going to happen? Listen. And honestly, if he is doing dirt, do you want to know?
No, but I just need to know where he is. Listen, this man had long curly hair and was a drummer for 20 years. He needs me to have his location right now.
Do you think he's going to go out in the middle of the desert and drop peyote? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, if that's the case, maybe I want to go with him. So I would need his location.
Fair. So you
for
do
that
need
too.
Yeah, like that girl. Like that girl who saw her dad was at the Mexican restaurant and realized she could get a free meal out of it. Have you seen that reel?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, the dad made his college-age daughter share her location with him.
Uh-huh.
And she flipped the script and went, she flipped the script and saw he was at a Mexican restaurant and just showed up for a free meal.
I love it. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too good.
So you do share your location with your daddy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He travels for work. So I always have to keep an eye on him. I just attend and making sure he's safe.
My kind of gal, an angel.
Okay, so some of our best friends, the mother and father of my godsons.
Yeah.
They all share location. My wife and I think that's the weirdest thing ever. And I get it. I get why they do it.
Yeah.
I understand it. I just don't. So I offered it to my wife. I said, do you want me to share? Look at she goes, oh God, no. I don't need, I trust you.
That's
and she goes, and same thing. She goes, if you are doing something, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
You have to live with that, not me.
Go off,
and
Amy.
I went, okay. Would you, Diana, be willing to shave years? Would you be willing to shave years off of your life if you could add it to your pet's lifespan?
Yes, I would. I absolutely right now. So he's all into my business.
Yeah. I'm like, so what? Life sucks without, like if we could bring
totally.
Back any one of our dogs.
Totally. Yes. What dog would you bring back if you could?
Would you be willing? How about you, Diana? Which dog?
I would bring back Bam Bam. That was my first dog when I left home, and that one hurt. So he's been gone since a year and a half now, and we have another one at home because we needed another dog, but I still miss him. So I would bring him back.
Okay.
I would not think about it twice.
This is weird for me, though, but I want to kind of play this all the way out.
Okay.
So then would you donate enough years to your pet's life so that you died at the same time?
Oh,
I know this
God.
Is morbid. I know it's morbid, but I have a follow-up question. And if the answer is no, if the answer is no, then what the hell's the point?
Okay.
Right?
This is fair.
Then what's the point?
Yeah.
Then live your life.
I would. I think you fall in love with them and you care for them so much that you just want them with you, and life isn't the same without them.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you not married?
I have a partner. I am together.
Right.
Yes. Okay. I have
sure.
a partner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are they sitting next to you? Obviously not, because they'd be hitting you in the arm right now.
This is so funny.
What the hell?
I'm obsessed.
My kids are.
Yeah, your kids are like, wait, Bam Bam?
Uh-huh.
Who the hell is Bam Bam?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Past 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, the 6th day of May, 2025. Maybe a little more rain by this afternoon. Should get out of here.
Yeah.
Going to start warming up quick. Going to be towards 100 this weekend.
Jenny, I want to tell you something.
What?
Had a rough week last week. I'm having a really nice time being back.
Good.
Love you, dude.
Oh, good.
I love you guys.
She's Michaela Gordon, by the way. He is Adrian Hernandez. We'll get to him in a minute. Yeah, by the way, it is fun, and it's so good to have you back.
It's so good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have
Thanks.
The team. It's good to have the team all together and
yeah.
doing the deal. Michaela's going to leave on Friday. She will be.
Not gonna go again, but you know,
for a day.
Yes, fun while it lasted.
Yeah, where do you have to go for this wedding? I'm not gonna.
You know when I dropped the.
It's gonna sound like I'm attacking her.
No, no,
not.
He's not.
Oh no, I am. But with love.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm singing at a wedding. Yeah. You know when I said that me and
no,
that
like where?
In Florida. In Boca Raton.
Oh, never
Boca
mind.
Boca Raton.
Oh, never mind.
Boca Raton.
Yeah, Raton. Don't say Raton. They'll
Boca Raton.
Yeah. It's like people, it's like weather guys
who are not,
yes, and who are going, oh my God, it's going to be so hot this weekend. No, it's not even going to be 100, and it's practically the middle of May. Slow down.
Yeah, get over yourselves. So Boca Raton.
Yes, so you're going, so, okay.
Yeah.
I, honest to God, I thought you were like driving to Pacoima or somewhere. I thought you were going to San Diego.
Shetty, why would I go to Pacoima?
I was like, why do you have to blow off the show to drive? But no, you're going to Florida.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
It's all good.
Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by WSS, the largest selection of the top. For the record, up until about 10 minutes ago, I still thought that it wasn't legit that she was taking Friday off because I thought it was a mistake.
Uh-huh.
The mistake was all mine. Which was great. Adrian's asked me 3 times, are we doing a show Friday? And I'm like, buddy, she's not going.
So
finally you went and asked her.
And I said, yeah, dude. And he goes, oh, man, you gotta let Chet know. And I was like, all right, group text this.
He knows.
Uh-huh.
Chet knows. Chet's just got his own ideas.
We're here for it.
I really was. I was convinced in my heart. In fact, so I said, hey, you should go tell our boss, JB, corner office JB. I said, we do a thing, FTA. I don't even know what that means, I'm not going to come to work.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I'm not going to come to work.
But you can email me.
I'm not coming to work. And apparently she did it months ago. Mm-hmm. I deleted it because I thought it was a mistake.
Yep.
So it's not on my calendar. And if it's not on my calendar,
it's not happening.
It must not exist.
Do you know what this show name is? I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding. Whoa. Oh, you know I'm kidding.
Please, God, if it ever goes.
Oh, no, I adore you. I'm kidding.
You ever think it's like that?
Never. It's not.
The Chet Buchanan, speaking of which, though, Chet Buchanan Show, brought to you by.
Okay.
Well.
The show is just really lending itself today.
It's awesome. It's brought to you by WSS, the largest selection of the top name brands and styles of prices you will love. Shop in store or online at shopwss.com. WSS, best value always. So, relationship rehab, we're bringing it in-house. Adrian, you were watching hoops with your buddies.
Yes.
And what happened?
So late last week, the Detroit Pistons got eliminated by the New York Knicks.
Is this relevant?
So at the end of the game, the camera pans to all the sad fans.
Right.
And it goes to one woman in particular. Very nice looking. Tattoos, sleeves, looking amazing.
Hot. You know why the cameraman's doing what he's doing?
Exactly. And by the end of the weekend, we knew where she worked, where she lived, her Instagram. You know how the internet does. The internet
investigated. Welcome to 2025. Yeah.
The internet went to investigating. Now, she wasn't courtside. She was close, but she wasn't courtside. The argument that I was having with my friends was, my friends were like, yo, we need to give people empathy. Like, not everybody wants that attention. And to their point, this woman is not like some model or anything. She's just a regular person, right? My perspective was, if you're going to a game, if you're going to something being broadcasted on worldwide television, you might end up on camera. That might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the crux of the argument. I was told that I was being a jerk and I have no empathy and not everybody wants that. And I don't want to fully give my side of the story, but that's
important to this.
Well, my side of the story is like, yo, if you're going to go, I don't care if it's a concert. It doesn't matter if there's going to be cameras there. Hell, if you go out in public, I learned this in school. You are publicly allowed, if you're walking through town square, someone can have a cell phone up to your face, and that's technically not illegal.
It's not illegal.
Yeah, you have to go inside of a bathroom.
I'm entitled to my privacy. Mm.
And it sounds ridiculous. Like, if you're eating in a parking lot right now, you're on
ridiculous.
Your lunch break, you can put the camera up to the window of the car. That's not illegal.
Yeah.
So I learned all these things, and I'm not saying it's right, but I'm just saying that if that's going to be a problem for you, you probably shouldn't go to the game because that might happen.
I'm going to pin you down here. Is it right? I'm going to pick. You say I'm not saying it's right. Is it right? I'm going to pin you down. I'm just going to pin you down to it because I'm curious. There's no wrong answers.
Is it right that you can go viral for going to a game and be put on camera? Is that what you're asking? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is right.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't even have to be as big as TNT putting you on television. It could be the Kiss Cam. You know what I mean? It could be whatever. Hey, let's show us your signs, whatever, during timeouts or whatever they do.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it is right.
Yeah.
And expected. I think that's more important. That should be expected.
Wow.
There's a possibility of that happening.
Which side are you on? Seven. And for the record, So there's two, and you kind of jumped into this pool. There's kind of two questions here. Is it legal? It's legal. Let's stipulate.
Yeah.
It's legal. Everything that Adrian said, it's legal. And so the people that go, I didn't give you permission to take my picture. If you're on the sidewalk, that's not up to you.
Yeah.
If you're in the street, it's not up to you. You don't legally, like Adrian said, that's not a question. But should it be that way?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. And that's what him and his boys are arguing. And poor Adrian's the only one. The only one that's out there going, hey, sorry. Oh, sorry about your hotness. Sorry. Sorry you're so attractive that people want to know more about you. Sorry your followers just went up by 500,000. You know that's how it happened for Pamela Anderson.
Totally.
This was pre social media.
Mm-hmm.
But they put her on the screen at a BC Lions Canadian football game. And I got to be honest with you. I think I might have been at that game.
That's so crazy.
It's weird. I remember smoking hot blonde being on the screen and going, "Oh my God." It like elbowing my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that girl.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. I remember that. Now, I've also heard later on, Pam liked it so much that she went back to other games,
mm-hmm.
and they kept putting her on the screen because the crowd would always, she'd stand up, do a little dance, crowd would make it, you know, crowd would go crazy.
Yeah.
So I may have been at one of the games.
Sure.
But that's how she got discovered. That's how she ended up on Baywatch.
Yeah.
Is then because there was a producer there and went, find that girl. She actually ended up doing beer ads for Molson. And then it went bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Just need your opinion. How you feel about this. Caller number 25. You've got Benson Boone tickets for the American Heart North American Tour. Friday, September 26th, T-Mobile Arena. Thanks to our friends at AEG Presents. And tickets for everybody else go on sale on Friday. And you get yours before anybody else. 702-364-9898. Is it okay that you're out in public and suddenly you go viral? Do you get control over that?
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, you're trying to remember which one's color number 25?
Yeah, lines are stacked.
You had a look on your face like something smelled in the room, and I was like, oh, what's wrong, buddy?
Just thinking, but we got it.
So who is it?
We got Maria.
Okay, Maria.
Line six.
Oh, there she is. Maria.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. And Maria's right next to Marissa, which is also
yes.
Right.
Yikes.
Hello.
Hey,
okay.
Hello.
So did I encapsulate that properly?
I think so. Yes. I think you covered the angles.
Hot girl ends up on TV. Everybody goes nuts over hot girl on TV. By the end of the weekend, we know who she is, where she works. All this other stuff about her. And Adrian's boys are like, that's not cool, man. This shouldn't happen. Even though you know those perverts looked her up. You know they did. Right? No?
You know, I tried to look her up right now. I wasn't sure which game it was. I wanted to see what we were working with.
This changes everything.
I'm obsessed with you, psycho.
That's
okay, now
great.
I'm looking her up too. Now I got to
research. That's
awesome.
I'm obsessed. So awesome. Okay.
And Adrian said, and they were like, oh, that's not cool. You shouldn't have to put up with that. Adrian's like, hey, that's the world we live in. Is that right, Adrian?
I mean, yeah, it is.
For the record, and I think you can, Maria, can you tell? I'm Team Adrian on this one.
I am as well. Yes.
Explain why.
It's 2025. It's weird times. You can literally look anyone up, and she went viral for being pretty and attractive. It's kind of a bummer that people are DMing her and maybe saying things they shouldn't be, but you knew you were going to a game. You're in a public area. You know, the cameras are going to be around. So it's a hit or miss, and she got hit.
Those, it's hit or miss. That's the quote of the day. Mm-hmm. It's hit or miss, and you got hit. Yeah. Maria, have fun at Benton Boone.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're awesome. So have fun, a great babe. Day. I
love that she looked her up. I did immediately, too. I'm obsessed. Yeah.
But why does that... That's even crazier.
Is she that hot?
I can't find it. I didn't find this
Pistons,
fast.
Pistons, just put Knicks Pistons girl.
Okay.
And you'll see her.
Great. Now we're part of the problem.
But why does that change? But Michaela, I'm going to you because I feel like you have a lot of pretty privilege in life.
Because she wants to judge because she's a girl.
No, honestly, I'm just very nosy. And I would honestly speak for a lot of women. Like, I would want to know. Also, I did find her and she is beautiful. Wouldn't make a difference, but she really is. I mean, way to go, babe.
That's the guys go. Guys go. Let me check out this girl. Girls go. Let me check out this girl.
Yeah, we got to know. I'm genuinely just so nosy. I can't help it. I never mind my own business. I want to be that girl. I never will be. But she's beautiful. I have to say, too, I was not Team Adrian.
It's not my thing.
Now?
This girl, not my thing.
Oh, yeah. She's, well, she's my thing.
It's not my
I think
time.
She's.
Yeah, she's not my type.
Gorge. But Adrian made such a good point. It wasn't even something I thought about. I never thought that you'd have to go to a game thinking that you'd be like publicized on a big screen.
You could be.
And then when he said it, he was like, yeah, the kiss cam, da da da. Like, yeah, duh. I guess you can be. So, world we live in.
Or I mean, even Hawk, too. You could just be walking down downtown first Friday and someone brings a camera, asks you a simple question, recorded off of a cell phone, and it goes viral.
Oh, my God. That's funny you would bring that up. She was just in town this last weekend for a celebrity poker game thing. Why? You know who needs to go viral? The people that I would love to go viral, instantly viral. Are these clowns in the comments?
Oh, God, I know
that
it.
The keyboard warriors, and it's dudes. It's another thing. It's like, why do dudes do this? Women very rarely do this. Men are immediately, there are comments about her body. There's comments about... Just all of it.
Yeah.
Her upbringing, just everything. And it's like, what? And then on the flip of this, and trust me, Michaela lives this. On the flip side, gorgeous, hot body, babe, you know, or whatever. And it's like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, like, spoiler alert, that's not going to turn us on.
Yeah, like,
I'm not about to DM
all of a sudden,
you back.
You're going to get a DM back?
Or
she's going to reply to the comment and go, meet me at Baja Fresh. You know what I mean? Like, let's go get burritos.
Yeah, what are they
and
think?
Sex.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And then we're gonna like, yes, let's.
Yeah, where can I send the nudes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like crazy.
Yeah, but I will definitely be thinking twice now when I go outside, even to Town Square for lunch or go to a game. It just is. Game.
And by the way, I hate to say, I'm so sorry to say it, but if it gets to be too much, then hang on a second. This is we're all on one side right here. Julie, which side are you on? It says it's their right. I don't know what that means.
I'm saying that no, it's their right, like the venue's right. So I mean, if you're at a game, then it's their right to put you on the big screen. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because it's like signing a waiver, pretty much. If you're at their, you know, event, and then yes. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Same thing. Gloria, yeah, if you end up on TV and you go viral, you know, what are you going to do? Right? Thanks, Gloria.
That's great.
Thank you.
Want to go viral?
No, thank you, Gloria. Marissa, can you turn your radio down or whatever the heck's going on in your car there?
Yeah,
yeah, that's awesome.
Oh.
Wait, what?
No one wants to go viral.
Chaos. It's chaos.
We all said they're right.
I'm
they're like,
sorry.
No, Marissa, you're good. It was everybody else. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, okay, so tell us why we're all crazy right now. Why your team, Adrian's bros, that this isn't cool?
No, you know what? Everyone is entitled to their own privacy.
Of course.
I honestly, this probably made her life. So that's the chance you take when you're beautiful. And I don't know. I honestly, Chet, can I be honest?
No,
I was trying to win Vincent Boone tickets for my 13-year-old daughter. I promise you. That's all I was trying to do this morning.
It.
So
no, here's the funny part. We get it. We understand that. But we would hope that you would stay to give us your opinion.
Yeah.
So, oh, of course. That's why I'm here.
No.
It was good.
And we love you for it.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, and I love you guys so much.
More tickets tomorrow at 8.
Love you.
Thank you for
I'll
saying
be there.
It. I'll be back. No,
Thank
love you.
You.
No, love you more. You hang up first. Oh, she did.
She don't play.
I'm obsessed with these girls today. I love when they hang up. They're like, enough, click.
Can I tell you something? I would have saved this, but we got to go to a break. You know, David Spade blew the cover off all of this. You know these people that are on TMZ, because we asked him, and he had gone through this period where he was white hot, and he was in the tabloid stuff mm-hmm. a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we were like, "How is this hard for you? Are you able to avoid it?" And he goes, "If I want to go to the Applebee's in my neighborhood, I can go to Applebee's. Nobody's going to bother me."
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "You know." From a celebrity standpoint, he goes, you know where paparazzi are, and you know where they're not. And he goes, you also know that if you do it right, you've got a certain amount of time. You know what? You're making face.
No, don't please continue.
No, that was it. I mean, that was basically it. He was like, you can, even a guy like David Spade, who's, you know, who's known, you can control it to a certain degree. You don't have to go out. You can stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what my bro said. And you kind of brought it up with Hawk too and some of the comments that people left.
Yep.
What if you just go into a game, you want to go to the basketball game, and now you get home and you open your phone.
Yep.
And now all these comments that you didn't ask for
yeah.
are all on your timeline. And mm-hmm. all you wanted to do was go to a game. What do you say? Is that fair?
Fair? No.
Uh-uh.
Fair? No. But okay, delete your account.
And you said it best, Adrian. I wasn't on your side. But if you go to a game, you just have to know that this is the world we live in. Is it right? No. Is it fair? No. Not in my opinion. But this is the world we live in.
Yeah. Sorry, you're hot. Sorry, you're hot. Sorry, cool. Somebody else saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm probably mm-hmm. the wrong guy to ask because I'm like, okay, fine. I can live without Instagram.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But well, you shouldn't have to do that. Nah, you shouldn't.
Right.
But
sometimes you got to do things.
Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the world is not going to bend to your will. Sometimes you've got to just take it as it comes, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
Good one.
Yeah, but no, Team Adrian.
Let's go.
Hey, you know what? And way to stand up. You're no longer, buddy, you're no longer on the island alone.
Boy,
your friends and your family stand with you.
Feels good, not gonna lie.
United. Island no more.
Yes.
Right,
this is so stupid.
Is that it? Is that it? Yeah, that's it. More relationship rehab and more Benson Boone tickets tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
Days from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
These last 15 minutes have been chaotic, have they not?
Absolute chaos.
A little wild.
Okay, listen, you know, I am of the belief that anything that ever happens and we find out about it, you know, like, hey, this crazy thing happened, and there's a story about it. I believe it is that it was set up for the social media, for the clicks, for the hits.
Sure.
For the stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I am 100% in support. Final Destination Bloodlines. Brought a stunt woman out of... Have you ever watched the Final Destination
yeah,
movies?
Insane.
I don't watch them. I haven't seen them.
Really?
I don't know why.
No particular reason. Just haven't.
It's never happened for me.
It's better that way.
They brought a stunt woman out of retirement. This is great. to set a new world record. Her name is Yvette Ferguson. She's 71 years old. She has just set a new world record for the oldest person ever on fire on camera.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Yes.
She plays Mrs. Fuller, who, as you might imagine, sorry, kids in the car. Sorry. Uh-oh. Sorry, mm-mm. Kids in the car.
Earmuffs.
Sorry. Yeah, but, well, yeah, I think you get the idea.
Yep.
She's on Got fire. It. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's on fire.
Yep.
That's how she, yep. Final destination. That's kind of gross.
Yep.
Another actress on set says, quote, I was within her vicinity. God, it was beautiful. Everyone started clapping. She was so pumped.
Oh, I love that.
That's good.
That's great.
Apparently, some of her most recent stunt work includes an episode of Midnight Mass, whatever that was, and the 2019 Child's Play remake.
Wow.
No word on whether they lit her on fire there as well. But that's, 71 years old, lit on fire.
Wait.
For the new Final Destination. Yes.
And to make it even sweeter, dude, they just announced that stunt people are getting, it's like a category now in the Oscars, so she can win an Oscar and or get nominated.
Yes.
Solid point. Solid
so
point.
Fair.
And it's, that's maybe, you know, maybe that's, maybe they give her the first one.
Yeah. Listen, I had a girlfriend that was married to a stunt guy, and it's brutal. I mean, they really get their butts kicked. They deserve to be nominated, looked at. That's incredible.
That's another one where you go, well, it seems that'd be fun. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be great.
For who?
I could jump a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure,
yeah,
you can.
It's not the jump that gets you. It's the it's the landing.
Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
9 o'clock, Wednesday morning, Cinco de Seso. I don't, whatever, it's the 6th of... Because it was May the 4th, be with you. And
yep.
then it was Revenge of the 5th.
Yep.
Or Cinco de Mayo, depending on how you want to nerd out, whichever way.
Sure
now
not.
It's the 6th, whatever. Aces at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Oh, it's back.
First preseason game.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
No, I really am. Just to get back into it. It feels like a long time.
It does.
Since the Aces season.
I know.
It feels like a long time. Ready to jump back into it. And there's other cool stuff that we've got planned. I think I'm gonna play a bigger role this season.
Love it.
With other things.
Good.
Well, yeah, we had a conversation and I was like, yeah, I'd love to do that stuff. And they were like, we didn't think you would. And that's why we never asked.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I would love to do stuff.
Good.
So, just like on the TV show and the podcast.
Totally. Yeah,
okay. So you are all natural. God, I had lunch with one of our corporate guys the other day.
Yeah.
He's obsessed with you.
Oh, tell me more.
I will. Because he goes, there's nobody like her. And here's the thing. We always forget what a different life we live in Las Vegas.
Yeah,
stuff,
true.
Stuff that's just normal to us is totally foreign
100%
to the outside world. So the idea that you look the way you do and you do the things that you do is, you know, with the spray tan and your hair and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And he literally, he asked me and I, because you and I are friends.
Yeah.
And I already know the answer to all this. He was blown away by the fact that you haven't had any work done.
I swear to God, everyone thinks I have.
Yep.
And I tell the truth about literally everything. I just have a little filler in my lips and that's it.
Yeah. The reason why I will not go down, there is a point to this, Your Honor. the reason why, and we've talked about this too, A, you don't need it. You don't need to have the work done.
Thanks, dude.
B, they're always... It may not come out now, but there's always a freaking side effect.
Always.
Well, here we go. If you're taking Ozempic,
what's going on?
It's starting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
There's now a new way to tell if a celebrity is taking Ozempic or a similar drug, like the Mounjaro.
Oh, yeah.
The, you know, or the others. A cosmetic dermatologist named Dr. Michelle Green says stars like Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, and Rebel Wilson are all showing signs of Ozempic mouth.
Ooh, oh, what's that?
I was ready for it to be just awful.
Yeah.
It's kind of, here's the deal. So she says many users of Ozempic, who I know, report noticeable volume loss in the face.
Sure.
What happens when you lose a bunch of weight in your face? Then you get wrinkles and you get jowly because you've got the extra skin.
Yeah, that your body's been holding on to its whole life.
Yep, yep.
A collagen issue.
And it doesn't. And it's kind of like you can cover up your midsection and whatever. You know, when your skin, because you're
totally, but your face.
Yeah, but your face. So you get the fine lines and the wrinkles and you get jowly.
Oh, God, these girls can't win.
No, well, or the boys either. Or the boys.
True.
But yeah, guys get a pass because they all go, well, it looks like you're seasoned.
Yeah, no, you know, guys just get more attractive as they get older. We work for it.
So, ironically, people with Ozempic mouth are now turning to cosmetic treatments like fillers to make them,
I know, it's just,
dare
it's,
I say, no. Fatter?
Oh my God, yeah, the irony. You know what, Chad? That's a good perspective. You are ridiculous.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Take this for what it is, but if you're one of those people that works through lunch, you're probably doing yourself more harm than good in our culture.
Yes,
and dude. It's not just us. This actually came out of Australia, but it relates to us.
Yep.
A lot of people work through lunch because they think it. If you take a lunch, it makes you look weak.
Yeah.
It makes you look like you're not committed and that you're getting so much more work done. Apparently, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And an expert in workplace psychology talked about why working through lunch is a bad habit to get into. She says, we think that by not taking breaks, making us more productive. But the trade-off is that we're not giving our brains a chance to rest. Try this today. She says, set a lunch break alarm on your phone. And that, okay, now don't treat it like when you get up in the morning and you hit snooze seven times.
Yeah,
take the break when the alarm hits.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, and it might be my favorite one that we've had in ages.
Stop. You
ready for this?
Yes.
Just this particular one.
Okay.
Right here.
Let's go.
You know what Johnny Cash's real first name is?
No.
He doesn't have one.
What do you mean?
His parents gave him the initials J.R., because they couldn't think of a name. He goes to enlist in the Air Force. They go, JR ain't going to cut it. He was JR his whole life.
No.
Nobody questioned it. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
They said he needed a name. So he went, okay, John.
That's wild.
I know, I'm just letting it sink in. Saved by the Bell, the new class. Did you ever watch that?
No, it didn't have the same coolness to it.
Produced more episodes and had a longer run than the original.
No.
Saved by the Bell. Doesn't seem possible.
Did you watch the new one?
Eh.
No, it was different. Didn't have the same pizzazz.
Just a bit.
I guess apparently it did, though. It did very well.
Wasn't a young Leah Remini on that show?
Yes.
The deal?
I loved her.
I think that's why I watched.
Yeah, the perhaps. OG one.
I tell you, I had friend of a friend, really tight with her back in the day.
Love.
When we used to do, old school Vegas people, listen up. When we used to do Friday nights at Raw, Leah was in town. Hey, we want to take her out. And can you help us? Yeah, sure. So we got her VIP'd up and all that kind of stuff.
Cute.
And she and I kind of hit it off. Like, it was good. We were friendly.
Yeah.
We were buddies. And then I'm just a straight up non-denominational Christian, right? I believe in God, but I don't get too deep into the theology. But I am fascinated by, religion. I'm fascinated by what makes people tick.
Sure.
So listen, I ask Catholics about Catholicism. I ask Jews about Judaism.
Sure.
So here's Leah Remini. I ask her about Scientology from a place of love.
Of course.
I just was like, I really don't understand it. Tell me about this. Never spoke to her again.
No way.
That's it. You know what? I'm not speaking to you guys anymore today either. That's it. We're done.
We gotta go.
We're leaving. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Adrian.
Let's make this quick and easy. Subscribe to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
I'm Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H.
Yeah, go look now to see that blurry picture of Jelly Roll that we talked about yesterday.
So true.
Sure, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, it's worth it. We'll recreate at some point in the future.
Please make that happen for me. So embarrassing.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Thank you.
If we'd have been on our game, we'd have made it happen this last weekend. Everybody have an amazing day. Believe it or not, it will be 100 degrees by this weekend or close. Anyway, so enjoy it while you got it. We love you. God bless you.
Love
Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
She really wants to get out of
Couldn't
here.
Couldn't wait to say
Adrian,
that.
Adrian, go. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.